Thursday 3 March 16 broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to this broadcast, the Calvary Hour. It's a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Ezekiel chapter 8 and Revelation chapter 3. And as we're looking at the problems in the church at Sardis, they were warned to strengthen the things that remained that were ready to die. They had a reputation that they were living, but they were dead. In other words, they were in decline. I'll tell you, we got some tremendous things to share with you today, and I'm so excited to share some good news with you also regarding church planting and the opportunities we have in our day. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we are looking in Ezekiel chapter 8, we see that God explains to Ezekiel why he had to go far from them, why Israel had to go into captivity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we are told that these things happen to them for examples. They're there for examples, and they're there for our admonition. We're to learn from the problems that Israel had, hopefully that we'll not repeat them again. For God is the same. As he had to chastise Israel, he would have to chastise us as well. Well, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the seven letters that John writes to the messengers of the churches are to the churches in Asia Minor, starting with the church at Ephesus and ending with the church at Laodicea. And of course, there were seven actual churches, and these were seven literal letters to them. I also believe that these churches represent different segments of the church age that started at Pentecost and will continue until the rapture of the church. We find their problems. We find the problems beginning with the church at Ephesus having left their first love. And then, of course, we go to the church at Smyrna. No chastisement there. They were a suffering church. Over in Pergamos was a compromising church. They held the doctrine of Balaam. In Thyatira, they had bad problems with flesh in the church. They suffered this woman Jezebel to teach and to teach God's servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. And when we come to the church in Sardis, we find that they have a name that they're living, but they're really dead, and they're exhorted to strengthen the things that remain that were ready to die. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Help us, we pray. And we'll thank you for it. May we indeed strengthen the things that remain. Thank you for that which thou hast left with us. Help us to be responsible stewards in thy vineyard. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, and to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou wilt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We have been on this now for a couple of broadcasts, the danger of having a testimony and yet being dead. Thank God for that which he has left with us that we still have. We're living in what is called post-Christian America. This country has really changed. Somebody says, well, preacher, you have been in the town where you've been preaching for a long time. Well, yes, I have. I've had the privilege to be here for a number of years. But, dear friend, this city has changed. I mean, it has changed. It's like being in at least three different cities. So, you know, you don't have to move around to have a different city. Just stick around, and the city will change around you. And, of course, congregations, they grow up. and many of them die. We serve a lot of military personnel, for which I am so thankful. God saved me while I was in the military, called me to preach while I was in the military, gave me my wife while I was in the military, and has let me have the privilege to pastor in a military area. Sure, we have a lot of civilians, but we also have a lot of retired military folk in our congregation, and we enjoy ministering to them, to all of our precious people. So we have had quite a turnover over the years. Brother Dwight and I often say that if we just had half the people, I mean half the people in this church, faithful people, that we've had over the years, only the Lord knows what size this church would be. But dear friend, we can't live in the past. We thank the Lord for the past. We are grateful for His blessings, but we must go on in the present as we look forward to the future. Now He said, you be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Now we have to be watchful. We're warned in Peter, we're warned in Jude about those who would creep in unawares, and they would have the wrong motives, they'd have the wrong goals, they would come in to subvert the work of God. But what I want to do on today's broadcast, and maybe this will run into tomorrow's broadcast, as looking at things that we still have by the grace of God, but if we don't watch out, they will certainly die. Well, first of all, it's a testimony of ourselves and testimony of the church. That is clear here. In verse 1, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, but art dead. Now, we have to be sure as individuals, we have to be sure as a church, that we're just not living on past momentum. Thank God for momentum. Thank the Lord for the success in days gone by. But, dear friend, every day issues a new challenge. We have a generation to reach. The generation I started with, for the most part, is gone. By the grace of God, if I live to see my next birthday, I'll be 82 years old. And we started here in New Bern, North Carolina. My dear wife and family and I, when I was 28 years old, we've had the privilege to be here for a long time. We've seen God do a lot of things. We've seen ups and downs. You can be assured of that. But by the grace of God, the Calvary Baptist Church is still alive. And by His grace, we're still seeing some people reach, not as many as we would like. We have had a lot of blessings over the years. We don't want to live on those past blessings, though we want to appreciate those blessings. We want to draw from the wonderful evidence of God at work, but we must realize that He still has to be working today, and we need to strengthen this church. We need to strengthen this ministry. And a good pattern for this is found in Isaiah chapter 54 and verses 1 through 3. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband, and the Lord of hosts is His name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall He be called. Enlarge the place of thy tent. We've had the privilege to help start a number of churches over the years. I wish it had been more. We're in the midst of a church plant right now over in the Beaufort County in the Washington Chocowinity area. I'd like for you to pray about that. But dear friend, as we're going to see later, this country, our country, needs to be reseated with gospel preaching churches. Now, it's true that a number of churches are closing every year, but God be praised, there are more getting started than are closing, and we can thank God for that. Well, I see our time is gone. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of His blessings. Good Lord willing, we'll be back with you in Revelation chapter 3 as we continue our study of the church at Sardis. And then we'll be looking at the church at Philadelphia, the second church of these seven that did not have to be rebuked because of their disobedience. And I think We can locate that church in the history of the church, just as we can Sardis. We can locate every one of these portions of the church age. Well, our time is gone. Please join us next broadcast if you can.